Hey, this is about Pharmacon. This is about the ancient use of, the psychedelics, the drugs, the sorcerers, the magic arts. Listen, drugs lords, the future use of drugs. What does ancient Babylon have to do with the future Babylon? And where's the connection when it comes to drugs, spirits, demon gods, and human enslavement? And can we say darn the drug lords and the pushers and Aleister Crowley's use of drugs and Jack Parsons' Maya is maybe only a dip into the future. If biblical prophecy, being as accurate as it always is, infallible and very detailed, well, then the future, when it comes to the rise of Antichrist, New World Order, it's going to be packed with pharmakia. There is a sorcerer use of drugs, connection to opening up to spirits. The spirit molecule, we're going to talk about all of this week. Shatter the Darkness live broadcast. This is Russ Dizdar. We're glad to be with you on a Monday night. This is February the 7th, and we're ready to go for the entire week. We've got a real sense of God's passion this week. Pharmacon, sorcerers, drugs, drug lords, and the future use of them all. Monday night on the theme, shadowthedarkness.net on the web. And tonight, the ancient use of drugs as a doorway to the dark spirits. Tuesday night, the demons dance, sex, drugs, rock and roll. We're going to talk about dropping acid in the 60s. Where did all the drugs come from in the 60s? Why was there a connection between the CIA, occultism, mind control, the world of rock and roll, and drugs? Opening the doors. Black Oak, Arkansas, Jim Dandy. We're going to talk about him. Maybe even play a little bit of backmasking Tuesday night. Wednesday, the demonic use of drugs, drug lords, and the drug trade. Well, listen, hellfire and damnation for the drug lords, the pushers, the meth producers, and, I've seen the results. And is there a drug war? Are there billions involved? You better believe it. Does it all tie into the dark world of not only the Luciferian, but I mean directly the spirits and their introduction of drug use to the human, fallen human race. We'll talk about that. Thursday night, shamans, sorcerers, the drugs of the Mayan gods, ayahuasca, and the crazy, I mean absolutely idiotic, I mean literally, spiritually, I don't know what else I can say. Those who are saying the researchers and book authors and filmmakers, and yet they're willing to take the ayahuasca and listen to the shamans and open up to the spirits that can lead to the gods of the Mayan. You know, the ones that helped sacrifice thousands upon thousands of human beings. Can I scream it out tonight? That all the stories that I'm hearing in the books, in the documentaries, the movies, the films, talk shows worldwide on the Maya 2012ers, the New Age, the evolution of humanity, it's all a sham. It's all a lie. It is all a massive, massive deception in comparison to the horrific bloodshed and human cost for the sake of mind prophecy that had an interaction or a direct relationship to pharmakion. Friday night, into the future, drugs, demons, mind control, soul control, and we will look at what prophecy says and what you and I can expect in the elevating development of drug use worldwide. So to the druggies, to the drug lords, to the pushers, and, to the researchers and the black scientists. I'm talking about the occult-oriented, dark spirit-like Nazi scientists that have done everything they can to study the use of chemicals and pharmaceuticals and, maybe even to the pharmaceutical heads. Warning. Hellfire does wait to lap the feet, the hearts, and the lives of the damned drug lords, pushers, and users. Life was changed, and in 36 years, never needed to touch it again. Want to welcome you who are listening by satellite, by internet radio. Good news is we may connect this to my old blog talk show so that we can have live interactive chat from multiple friends from around the world. So we may begin to do that next week. There'll be no difference in this programming whatsoever, but we will add in so that we can have interactive chat that may be occurring. I'll let you know along the way. But I want to say welcome to all you listening by satellite, all you listening by live radio, internet, largest radio system in the world, really, the internet. And we want to think about someday shortwave to connecting. We're looking to that. We love the fact that thousands upon thousands of you are downloading the archives, up to 90 countries. Got a note on the Facebook from a friend in Belgium and many other places around the world lately, and we're glad to hear from you. And all we care about, God's grace, God's love. There's a passion here. God so loved the world. That's right, he loved this fallen, broken, and listen, many of us can say stinking, corrupt world. Well, yes, the sin makes you sick of it all at times. But there's grace in the midst. Is there judgment coming? You better believe it. But is there grace before the loss of it all? Absolutely, and for you today, and for the drug addicted, for the meth heads, and the heroin, listen, whatever your background, we've prayed that by God's hand, extraordinary ways God does this too. I believe right now there'll be those, maybe even some Rastafarians, maybe some of those token on a joint right now or a blunt city. Let me tell you this. Your time has come. And the Spirit of God will grip you and convict you. And lest you have already or will open up to the dark spirits by your drug use and be dragged all the way to hell. Now listen, if you get to hell, just know one thing. I'm telling you today that God doesn't desire it. Doesn't want anyone. Has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Wants you to be saved. But if you find yourself there, remember that there have been some that have said God loves you, God wants you. The power and life and cross and blood and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, could transform your life and plant into you the gift of eternal life, indestructible immortality. What are you waiting for? The drugs rot out your teeth, rot out your brain, open your spirit to the dark side. Pineal gland opened up. Satan breathing down your neck. Every believer listening right now should know that the realm of drug use and the connection to demonization, Diamantozoid, Pharmacon, it will grow and become rampant all the way into the development. There's no development of Babylon, the rise of Babylon, without the use. I believe spirit-conceived, spirit-inception use of Pharmacon, pharmaceuticals, inseparably connected to the, well, sorcery, drawing down of the spirits. Welcome to all those that are going to be listening to the archives, and again, in China, in Russia, in the Czech Republic, in Portugal and Spain lately, we welcome you, and again, all over. We love you. We care about you. The prayers have been laid up. Asking all the believers, you want to do something great, even during the show or prior to the show, pump out the prayers. By the power of the Spirit of God that dwells in you and on you, pray in the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Watch what God can do, even extraordinary miracles, in a broadcast. That's right. Getting saved, getting healed, getting delivered, even an extraordinary miracle can occur in this 1 hour as we meet together. Christ. Ah, there's none like him, monogenesis, the only one, not sent into the world to condemn you, to save you. Laying on the couch, sitting in the chair, listening right now, headphones on, where do you stand? Lost or saved? It's one or the other. Tonight is Monday night. We're going to be dealing with the angel. But I need to, and sights and things. And as I do that, see, I understand that I do it as research. So, I, you know, whenever I mention a book, I can't guarantee that all the things in a local book or a certain book. Yes, sir. Did we get lost? Are we still on? And right now I don't hear anything, so I'm not sure whether we're on, where we're live, and I'm going to just stay on speaking. There is a small interruption in our broadcast tonight, but I'm going to assume that we're still speaking and that we're still here, and appreciate that. Maybe somebody can send me an email or let me know one way or the other. It sounds like we are, and we're just going to continue. I'm looking at my Skype site here and everything else. And well, let me just tell you this. If you've lost a little bit of our message, a few minutes of it, that's all right. Here we are. This is Russ Dizdar, Shadow of the Darkness, broadcast live on a Monday night, February the 7th, 2011. Yeah, not too long before the 2012. And it's all about the dark side's large, well, the pinnacle of spiritual masquerade. Tonight, Pharmacon. Now, I've already mentioned, and we're going to go into Jack Parsons. We're going to go into the CIA. We're going to go into the Nazi use. We're going to go into the pharmaceutical company, toxic psychiatry. We're going to go into, well, you know what we're going to do right now? We're going to travel all the way back to Genesis 6. You know, when the B'nai HaElohim came down and grabbed the women, the offspring, hybrid mutants were Nephilim. They were here prior to the flood and probably the major reason for the flood, but they were here again afterwards. And nothing in Scripture says that the bloodlines go away or that they won't return. Implications all through Scripture, especially Jesus in Matthew 24, imply that everything that occurred in Noah's day would be occurring in the end of days. New Agers may see it as star children. DARPA may see it as super soldiers. UFOologists may see it as super beings. But God, again, refers to it as transmuted, hybrid mutants. Even in the backbreeding of the Nephilim, the Nazis, of course, Aryan blood, of course. Chosen ones know all about it. But in the future, beasts of the earth involved in killing a couple billion, as far as humanity is concerned. Well, let me tell you something. They are inseparably connected to Pharmakion. Now, that's going to be a vital thing for us to think about, because if you and I look into the New Testament and we see the word pharmakia, we look at the book of Revelation in a couple of places, and specifically when it speaks in Revelation 18 about Babylon. Well, before we go into the New Testament and the description there, which may be, listen, prophecy about the largest global use. So everybody's referring to the chip or the mark of the beast and the worship of the image of the beast. But on a global scale, as Babylon, a manifested spiritual collective worldwide, as it develops, as it bursts on the scene at the great chaos, as it unleashes in the rise or the apocalypse of Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, and as it continues all the way towards the end, it is clear in Revelation 18 that sorceries, the inseparable connection between the summoning of spirits, the spell castings, the engagement. Drugs are used in the process, and we may have a worldwide epidemic in the view of those in Babylon, like those that are taking ayahuasca. In their view, my friends, it may be, in their view, a good thing. A way to get to the super gods, a way to get to the ascended masters, a way to open up and get the intelligence that's coming from extra-dimensional entities. And we scream, alert, alert, the old way back. Well, let's go to Psalm 58. Let's read in the beginning, verse 1. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge uprightly among men? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward and speak lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, that of a cobra that has stopped its ears. Listen to verse 5. That will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Now, when you take a look at the word enchanter here, when you look at this word, you're going to find a direct connection to, an inseparable connection to, pharmakia, the use of the Hebrew idea word of those of the casting of spells, interaction with charms, the cutting of the roots, the plants, the use of the plants, the magic drug. Well, this goes way back. Now, I'm going to mention to you right now that you're going to find in a re-research of the Old Testament, pharmakia in the Greek Septuagint is used, I think, about 19 times. And in every use in its corresponding Hebrew word, we're now looking back into the Old Testament days of Baals, Moloch, the Nephilim, the watchers that came, the B'nai HaElohim, and the dark side's conception and leading fallen humanity into the cutting of roots, the making of the drugs. Whether it creates, in drug use, there's psychedelics, there's also dissociatives. Those drugs that create dissociative states, and in those dissociative states, the spirits seem to be able to crowd in and speak and begin to give things. It becomes a way in which the spirits can engage a human being into something so supernatural that the individual being pacified by the drug, dissociated by the drug, similar to the dissociation, forced dissociation in the splitting of a human being. As a matter of fact, for those who are chosen ones, in satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, all of those millions of victims now, all over Europe, we need to hear from you. You're going to hear the stories of the use of drugs to create dissociative states for the splitting of the core of the human soul and then the entrance of dark spirits. Isn't it something that we can go all the way back to the Old Testament? We can go back to verse 5 in Psalm 58. You can go back and look at the Hebrew lexicon. You can look at the word charmers or the caster of spells and go back and look at the use of those words. They are connected directly to the concept and to the translation into the Greek, pharmakion, which clearly implies that during the ancient demonic gods and goddesses, the connection in all of that worship, there is clearly at least 19 times. It seems to be foundational in the demonization of and the demon god worship of all those tribes outside of Israel. that in the reference of this word pharmakia, in the Greek Old Testament, Septuagint, that we find that it has the inseparable connection, spells, charms, drugs, all the magic, all the magicians. It goes beyond that. And let me say this, and I want you to hear me very clearly now, okay? Very clearly. I'm going to make reference to the book of Enoch. The book of Enoch, by the Spirit of God, was not guided to be part of Scripture. Though Jude quotes three specific verses in the Old Testament, into the New Testament, rather, out of Enoch comes three verses into the book of Jude. Now, there's great debate about all of it. I don't have time to go into all that. My mentality as a researcher is, number one, research all the literature, like Josephus, like all the other literature that's out there. Number two, don't let ufologists and Stitchin and all those that believe in Star Children and everybody else, Elaine Pagels, don't let the occultists and the New Agers, don't let them take that document and use it and interpret it for their purposes. However you look at the book of Enoch, one thing's very clear, that in that book there is a clear revelation how the B'nai Elohim, Ha Elohim, came down and how they were teaching humanity when it came to roots, plants, and the cutting and the use of them in spells and in charms and in magic with the K for the Crowleyans out there. So, however you look at the research of Enoch, not scripture, extra-biblical, yes. Well, so is everything else outside the Bible. So is Josephus. So is all of the Old Testament extra-biblical writings that need to be researched. All real biblical scholars were clearly knowledgeable, and New Testament writers were clearly knowledgeable, so much so the Spirit of God guided Jude in the purest, of course, Spirit of God sense, quoting to place in, right alongside and right in intertwined in Scripture as prophetic literature. So for those that debate it, go on and debate it. I'm just simply letting you know that in the history of the ancient use of drugs, you can find it in Enoch. You can find it in other writings. You can find it among the Sumerians. You can find it clearly, biblically unveiled in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, as I read out of Psalm 58, let me also go to Exodus 7:11. You ever read it? Now, we can talk about the days before the flood and after the flood, the tribes. We can talk about the use of pharmakon, the word pharmakia, in reference to the Septuagint's translation of the Hebrew word that involved sorcery and the cutting of the roots, drugs, and its use in spellcasting, summoning demons, and engaging the spirits. But it doesn't stop with pre-flood description. Now we go to one of the largest occultic, most likely in Nephilim architecture, the pyramids and all the rest, and go back to ancient Egypt. Let me read out of, again, Scripture. There is Exodus 7:11. The Pharaoh, he also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Go ahead and check out the words if you want. And they also, the magicians of Egypt, they did the same in reference to the miracle of God, in reference to what God did in miracle form. They were able to reproduce. Of course, they were defeated, but they did reproduce on a supernatural, real level. And it goes on to say in that one verse, they did the same. They did the miracle. They did the supernatural event with, listen now, quote, with their secret arts. With their secret arts. Their enchantments. Again, a word connecting the idea of magic, summoning, backing up to the word magician, backing up to the word sorcerer. There you have it again. The same words used in reference to pharmakia, pharmakon. And it's pretty clear that they were involved in the use of drugs. It's very clear when you go to ancient Babylon in the book of Daniel and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans and the magicians. Now, as you begin to restudy all of that, now as you look at the Septuagint use of the word pharmakia in reference to the Hebrew words, which we need to do a better study on, it is clearly, without question, inseparably connected to the use of drugs. Sorcery, the magicians, the enchanters, the witchcraft of the Old Testament days, of thousands of years ago, of all of the interactions with Israel, with all of the raising and connection with demons, and even in the connection of child sacrifice and Moloch, do we have this concept of pharmakon. Babylon, Egypt, all the places. I'm going to take you to the book of Nahum, chapter 3, in giving a warning, a woe to Nineveh. Remember the wicked Nineveh? Remember the connection to Babylon there? And I don't know if you've read lately in the book of Nahum. You ever read it? Incredible chapter 3. And it simply says this, I'll go into it deeper, all because of the wanton lust of a harlot, alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft. Way back in ancient days, the powers of darkness connected in pharmaceuticals, in the summoning of spirits and the raising of spirits and the spell casting and the releasing of spirits and the infection of those powers in kings and political leaders and nations as a whole, all the way down to their human sacrifice. Pharmakion, drug use. It seems clear that this form of magical sorcery use of the drug is spirit. It comes from spirit inception. The dark side has guided. The dark side has led. The dark side has shown. You know, for those of you that look at the technologies of the future and whether the dark side, the extra-dimensional entities will teach the development of planetary defense weapon systems and bring the ideology politically in the military concerning a new world order. There's no question about our tracking of that. No question about Revelation 12, the dragon that seeks to lead the whole world, the globe, astray. Well, let's now add in that pharmakion is not only has massive origin in the development of demon-human connection, of demon worship, ritual, human sacrifice, the development of sorcerers, the development of magicians, the development of real dark witchcraft, has all of its roots in the roots. The spirits seems to have guided how to use. Now we're going to go over some of the kinds, maybe in the next couple of days, between the kind that bring dissociation, which seems to be a major part. Those listening right now, from the 60s, those that might be into drugs right now, let me bring you the warning. There are drugs that have been created that help mankind. There's no question. There's Old Testament use. There's New Testament use. There's no question that there are drugs that have been made that clearly help. But there is no question that there is demonic inspiration in the development and developmental use of the cutting of the root and of its use in the summoning of spirits, engagement with spirits, spirit communication, writings, didache of demons. Did you know that some of the writings, didache of demons, was done when the sorcerer, like Crowley and others, and rocket scientist Jack Parsons were under the power of a demon-inspired pharmacon. Millions during the 60s got into the drugs. The CIA, they learned from the Nazis, of course, spirit-conceived pharmaceuticals. Used for mind control, used for interrogation, used, and maybe for some, like you in the 60s, unknowingly, the spirits knew, but you didn't. They were opening you up. They were massaging your brain. They were opening everything up. They were lulling you into spiritual passivity. Pharmaceuticals that lead to that kind of dissociation. Well, the spirits love passivity. They love where you cannot then pull it together, discern. Those using drugs right now, can I tell you something? You may have given entrance to spirits in your life. Can I tell the drug lords and the pushers? The fires of hell lap at your heels even now. You are damned. Unless you clearly engage this week where you are, what you're doing. And I want all the believers, thousands and thousands of you, to pray this week that drug lords in South America, drug users, ayahuasca users, researchers among the Mayan temples, the research projects in military, in universities, the drug use coming over from the drug cartels and the drug lords, well, may they be drawn in to hear ancient words from the Old Testament, to hear current words in the New Testament, and to hear prophetic revelation about the end of days. Drugs and the use of pharmacon in sorcery, magical spells, demonization, summoning of demons, doorways to the demons, will become broader in use than it ever was in all of human history. If you look at Revelation 18, Babylon. Now, going backwards to Nahum, dealing with Babylon and the word of the Lord coming against it. Again, the drug, the sorcery use, and all of what was going on back then. There's the clear words. When God speaks out of this, the prophet Nahum, verse 1, woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder. Notice how the dark side and deep occultism and the rise of darkness has a corresponding connection to violence, death, decadence, corruption, the collapse of nations, the slavery and enslaving of human beings, and is inseparably connected to the use of drugs. Verse 1, chapter 3, Nahum. Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims. The crack of whips, the clatter of wheels, galloping horses, and jolting chariots. Charging cavalry, flashing swords, there's the military, and glittering spears. Listen now. Many casualties. Piles of the dead bodies without number. Sounds like World War II, Auschwitz. What was done in the past, what was done in our last century, well, those are only glimpses into the future when it comes down to the demonic inception in the ideology, in the military, and the use of drugs in its sorcery, in its allowing the spirits to come in and to guide. There are those that are actually believing that by taking the drugs, they can gain knowledge, they can gain wisdom, they can gain... We've heard it worldwide on radio projects, radio talk shows, where research... Minds unaided by the spod and demonically inspired drugs. I mean, who does teach how to cut the root, how to dry it all out, how to put it all together, how to ingest it for the sake of the psychedelic effect, of the dissociative effect, and of the opening of the door? Some would say the pineal gland, the spirit molecule. You know, where there are those who have done, well, the book, the spirit molecule, the research, the videos are out, YouTube. You could look it up. We've only got an hour here. But there are a lot now that believe that there is a direct connection between drugs, certain drugs, and opening up, and they make reference to the pineal gland. In other words, where does spirit and non-material connect with the material? Now, for the believer in Christ, the Spirit of God, the living Word of God, the Spirit of God is in it. When you hear it, as I read it, when you hear it, when it comes to the gospel, there is a power of God in the gospel, in the words, so that when somebody hears it, the Spirit of God is able to grip, able to open minds and hearts. There is literally non-human enhancement in the best sense, in the sense that God cuts through the sin nature, cuts through the blinders of Satan, cuts through all the lies, and brings aletheia, brings truth, brings the word of truth, and that by hearing that truth, gripping that truth, receiving that truth, you can be set free by the power of God. The words of God and the reception of the gospel is not about just receiving dry words. God is in the words, and in the reception of Christ by the use of the word of God. We are born again by the word of God. 1 Peter, you can read it there. Well, the Spirit of God is unleashed into us the moment we believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. That which is immaterial literally then bursts into, in a manifested sense, where dunamis, power, is expressed. Our spirit is made alive to God instantly. Every bit of our faculties that was originally intended for Imago Dei, the image of God, knowing God, walking with God, experiencing God, that structure of discernment, perception, seeing, feeling, interacting, experiencing, we're supposed to experience God. Drugs become a replacement experience. And clearly the Spirit of God, Old Testament, New Testament, the Holy Spirit of God never guides humanity to a cutting of the roots, the plants, and the preparations so that they could be used in sorcery, witchcraft, enchantments, and in magic for the goal of getting to spirit. So those going down to the Mayan, we're going to deal with you guys on, I think it's Wednesday, more than ever concerning ayahuasca and other particular kinds of drugs. The shamans are not telling you the truth because they were not told the truth. Timothy Leary and many others since then that have engaged the drug spirit connection, all they've done is done what the ancients have done, pre-flood, Egyptian, the pharaohs, sorcerers, enchanters, Moloch, Baal, Babylon, all of it. Pharmakeion is literally all over the Old Testament, rooted in the dark spirits, dark demon gods' engagement with humanity, enslavement of humanity, the teaching of humanity to go deeper and darker and deeper and darker, and then the convincing sacrifice your son. Sacrifice your daughter. Bring them through the fire with all the pain. Just like the Mayan. We see it all the time, the connection. Violence, blood, sacrifice, enslavement, victims. And in the prophet Nahum, chapter 3, verse 4, all because of the wanton lust of a harlot. The idea of Babylon here. Listen to the effects of the dark side, spiritually packed, influenced, animated, political, military, religious systems of Babylon, alluring the mistress of sorceries. This is verse 4, chapter 3. Prophet Nahum. They are alluring drugs just like demonic didake, just like demonized objects, can have demonic attachment, can have demonic synchronicity, guiding and directing individuals in their use. Do you ever see an honest drug lord? You ever see an honest, good-hearted drug pusher? Do you ever see them give drugs away free? Because in their alluring, they know the addiction. Heroin. And you know what we need to do right now is be praying for all those in one of the most horrible drugs around today, meth, crystal meth. You see 23-year-old girls who'd been on meth for a few years, and they look like they're 60. Their teeth are rotting, their face looks aged, they look old. They're willing to sell their body to anybody and risk AIDS and diseases and transference of demonic presence. It's a sad state of affairs. And what you see in practice, well, they're old and even current. And we'll get to the current on Tuesday, too, Wednesday. And let's make war on the demonic inception, conception, and use of. Let's do this week. In our prayers, in our evangelistic thrust, in our prayers to let God guide us to drug lords and drug pimps and pushers, to the pharmaceutical kings. There's a book out there called Toxic Psychiatry. You think that there's not knowledge of a spirit connection to pharmaceuticals? You think the Nazi doctors, the drug makers, didn't know? Do you think that the CIA's, well, going back to Olson, going back to their the now Freedom of Information Act information concerning their use of drugs on non-suspecting individuals. Oh, we want to see how this works. And the dupes that have done this didn't realize spirits gave how to make these, how to get to, and how to use these drugs so that it can open doors that they can gain access, whether individually or on a culture-wide national scale, like we have here in Nahum, in the prophecy of God in exposing ancient Babylon. Verse 4, all because of the wanton lust of a harlot. That's what he's referring to, them as a nation. Alluring the mistress. That's that government, that's that nation, that's that political ideology, that's that nation that ruled, that is a type of the coming global Babylon system. The mistress of sorceries who enslaved nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft, which would be inseparably connected to, well, the use of pharmakon in the summoning, receiving and releasing of demons. Oh, it's a big doorway, all right, in the ancient world, a big doorway. Whether pre-flood, now listen, pre-flood, and if the extra-biblical literature, and a lot of it other than just Enoch, is correct on a historical basis, then it is clearly the B'nai Ha Elohim that created the Nephilim that originated the cutting of the root and Pharmakon. For a way of opening humanity to deeper and broader demonization, transmuting humanity. Can I ask you, what do you need the drugs for? You see, back in the 60s, of course, oh, peer pressure, of course, that's what everybody was doing. Of course, you know, the music brought it in, the Beatles brought stuff in, they're doing it, and everybody's doing it, and Timothy's doing it, and the CIA's underground use and unleashing of it's doing it, and there's billions of dollars in the drug trade worldwide. Why do the drug lords in Mexico need Santa Muerte? Why do they need the demon gods to bless their drug trade? Why are the demon gods inseparably connected to the development and the production and the dissemination of drugs out of the ancient places? Isn't it funny? Out of the ancient places. Here, when we interacted with a woman that I've talked about many times and have written about in my book, The Black Awakening, a federal officer's wife out of Cleveland, Ohio, the Circle of Dominion, 4 years of interaction, death threats, attempts on our lives, Guatemalans. Oh, yeah, that's right, right out of the Mayan culture, the old Mayan culture. They were drug runners. Do you know the drug runners that come up out of the South all the way through Ohio, Cleveland, then up to Detroit? You know the law enforcement agents that know these paths, well, they know what I'm talking about. Anybody that's dealing with occult crimes, satanic crimes, and anybody dealing with the drug lords coming up out of South America, coming up through Guatemala and into Mexico and out of Mexico, notice that there's an inseparable connection to the demon gods of death and demon gods for protecting them and blessing their drug trade. The demons are. And so maybe it's going to take a lot of real believers in Mexico and Guatemala, and a lot of missionary agencies will reassign massive intercession against the demon gods and against the dark side, praying and using the authority of Christ that the dark side would be crushed. I love Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Well, in that context where God says he's going to soon crush Satan under their feet. Did Rome have a connection? Did Bacchus into the... Listen, as you begin to go all these places now, what about the oracles? Delphi, sibylline oracles. What about the ancient Greek and Roman oracles and the drugs that were taken to induce them into trance state? So Apollo and the other gods, goddesses, and possible Nephilim could have spiritual access, bring about prophecies. The very 2012 prophecies that many are taking hold of around the world that is layering the evolutionary development of globalism, Luciferic globalism, that is literally bursting into the minds and hearts of those without the Spirit of God, inseparably connected to Pharmakon, even among the ancient Maya. The ancient Maya were not quiet, passive little groups of people sitting on the edge of the trees in a rock by little animals with a flute. You're talking about something very similar to what Nahum says as God speaks to him about a nation, about a massive, massive, politically empowered, militarily powered this massive Babylon that is alluring. She's the mistress of sorceries, or the mistress of sorceries, who enslaves nations by her prostitution and peoples by her witchcraft. Now, that's Old Testament. That's thousands of years ago. But there is clearly here a connection to Revelation 18 and how global Babylon. Can I tell you that those who are involved in the drug trades, the CIA, the drug lords, the Russians, wherever you find this, the meth lab, meth pushers, wherever, listen, those into the shamanism and the drugs and the ayahuasca and so forth, those who are doing the research, can I tell you that they all contribute to the spirit of Antichrist, to Luciferic empowered globalism, and to the coming Babylon, and what they do now, and if you're listening, what you do now is seen already in the future. You want to see your future? You want to see your future? Drug lords, drug takers, drug researchers, those involved in the use of Pharmacon to engage the entities, your future and what you do and what you've opened up is described in detail already in advance, Revelation chapter 18. I'll deal with that on Friday in a broad, definitive way. And let me give the warning now to the drug lords, to the drug pushers, to the drug users, to the to those... You got to understand how inseparably connected to the demons that this kind of drug use has, and how close to the edge of hell itself you may be. If not for Jesus Christ entering the world without drugs, without Pharmacon, there is a presence, there is a power, there is the ability for God to engage you by His Spirit, even now, engage you by the Spirit of God, even now to speak to your heart, even now to call you out of that drug use, to burn it all. Like when I got saved 36 years ago, when Christ came in, the Spirit of God came in, I looked around in the shag carpeting that I had down in that big basement party room, finding tabs of acid, finding all my stash. Nobody had to tell me. The Spirit of God led. I went out. It all burned in the trash can. All of it. It wasn't given away. It wasn't sold for money. Anything that involved the dark side and the dark side's use to open my heart, open my mind, open me to the darkness. Well, in Christ and the love of God and the power of God and the mercy of God that I was experiencing, my eyes were opened and darkness had fallen away. Sin had been forgiven and a new power had come in. Christ. Does the Luciferian have that? Does the Chosen One have that? Does the drug lord have that? Hell laps at your feet. One day in hell will convince you otherwise, but too late, my friend. Too late. You chuck God now, you don't get Him. First day in hell. There is no handle on the door at the edge of hell. Once in, it's over. Do you really want to lose your soul? Do you really want to lose it all? Do you really? This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. On that shatterthedarkness.net website, there is a, if you scroll down, past the conferences, New England's coming up, Fort Wayne, Indiana's coming up, take a look. How spirits get in and how to get them out. A few thousand have already downloaded just that one alone. I'm sure that some of you may take this and send it off to those family, friends, and others that might be into the drug world. And by God's providence, because prayer has been put up, drug lords, drug pushers, God may grip you with this, if you're listening, with a mighty hand and lead you to stop stop opening the door to Satan himself reaching through what you do in the, well, enslavement of the peoples. What you do is sorcery. What you do is witchcraft. What you do, did you read verse 5 in the prophet, chapter 3, Nahum? What God says about that kind of dark sorcery and use of drug, pharmakon? God says this, verse 5, quote, "I'm against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will lift up your skirts over your face. I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdoms your shame. I will pelt you with filth. I will treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. All who see you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is in ruins. Who will mourn for her? Where can I find anyone to comfort you?" Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and open up that Bible. Get one somewhere. Get it online if you're listening. Online. Nahum chapter 3. All this week, pharmakon, sorcerers, drugs, drug lords, the few, well, past as we're dealing with here, and I'm only touching on the surface. Psalm 58, Exodus chapter 7. You find pharmakon used now in the Septuagint, connected to the Greek, Hebrew, all over the place. We're at the very end of the hour. Let me just tell you this. Remember us in your prayers. And for the believers, remember us in your support. And we thank you. Good night.